Welcome to the July webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. One of the main goals of Heart to Heart is to be a refuge for parents from the parent shaming and constant judgment that seems to be so pervasive in our society. We want to lift parents up, show them the example of their loving Heavenly Father, and remind them of the grace that their Father lavishes on them. After all, most of us, we don't have any problem recognizing that we're far from perfect parents. Our mistakes often haunt us. That's where my guest for today comes in. Dan Nominson is a contributing author for Heart to Heart, and he's also a counselor with Christian Family Solutions. Dan, today you're here to kind of help us move past our parenting mistakes so that we can live in God's grace, not in disgrace. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, about your background, so that people can know where you're coming from before we start our conversation?
Absolutely. And Okay. Thanks for having me back. Great. I appreciate it. This is great. So my name's Dan Nominson. Like you mentioned, I have two kids. I have Kayla, who is now a sophomore in high school, going to be, and also Josh, who is a seventh grader, going into seventh grade.
Okay.
Wife Kelly. And I'm pretty sure I reached that point where I can say I'm getting old, because now I have a daughter who's about to drive. So just letting everybody know, the mistakes are coming. I can feel them. Wife Kelly, and I'm also a counselor for Christian Family Solutions and been there for quite some time now.
Okay. Yeah. So exactly how common is it for parents to harbor feelings of guilt as they parent?
Oh, you know, which of us don't?
Right.
You know, this is just it is a pervasive issue in terms of just the fierce sense of guilt that can happen with our parenting, because it is such an important role, it is such an important duty, and we all recognize that, we all
right.
understand that. We don't want to screw it up,
right.
and we just have that sort of innate nature that I'm not good enough, that maybe I don't know what to do, or maybe I've done some things that aren't the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all done those too. So it is pervasive, and it is fierce guilt. It's guilt that, you know, we carry with us. We're always wondering, am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? We're all rookies. We're all rookies at every stage of parenting.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the manual that came with everyone. You know, we always hear that. So it is. It's very, very pervasive, very difficult at times.
So what do you recommend parents do as they try to move past that guilt?
Yes, well, you know, there are many things we can do. But I think one of the things that we probably would benefit from is really understanding where some of that guilt can come from.
Okay.
And how it could be sort of fed. We all have, like I said before, that innate nature to want to parent well. And when we are having those difficulties, it seems like every little thing will just get us in this cycle of guilt that's hard to get out of. So for instance, I'm not having a good parenting day, and I go to church with my kids. and did you ever get one of these? You know, when the kids are acting up?
Right.
It heaps that guilt on top of you, because now you can't
right.
even control your kids at church.
Right.
So it's pervasive, and it's difficult. So to understand that cycle of how that can feed in. Our kids love us, and they're always, you know, the one time, Dad, I hate you. you know, and the other time, 2 minutes later, Dad, I love you, let's go play basketball.
Right.
But when we're feeling that guilt and we're weighed down, the Dad, I love you part doesn't always connect right away.
Right.
But the Dad, I hate you will stick with you for the rest of the day, week, month,
mm-hmm.
and it just feeds that cycle. So I think one of the first things we have to do is understand how that guilt can contribute to more problems and get deeper and deeper.
Okay, and then what's kind of the next step?
Yes, I have some great tools for you.
Okay.
And for all of our listeners. Okay, you may know these. Number one, love.
Okay.
Number two, joy. Peace, patience.
Ooh.
Remember these?
I am
okay,
familiar with
okay, we're talking
them.
About the fruits of the Spirit.
Fruits
now,
of the Spirit. Yep.
Think of how we would feel so much better, and we would parent so much better with heaping spoonfuls of love, joy, peace, patience, self-control.
Patience.
Yeah, patience too. Did I forget that one? You know, that exactly. Think of how we could parent in a much better way with that in our toolbox.
Okay.
We pull out that joy, we pull out that love. Now, where does that come from? Where do the fruits of the Spirit come from? We know where it comes from. It comes from the Word. It comes from knowing that we are parents who live in a sinful world. We live in a broken world. We are broken. We're not going to do the right things. Christ did them all right for us. Heavenly Father sent His Son, took away that. We are heading to heaven. Out of joy and out of response, we can now use our love, joy, peace, patience to show thankfulness. And we can do that in the lives of our kids. I can't give any better advice than that. There are a lot of other resources. There are a lot of other ideas, sure, specific techniques that can flow. That's fantastic. Go to the website. Go to Google. You know, Google parenting tips. It's full of parenting information. Every parent wants to know how to be a better parent. Right. But the motivation to be a better parent and the tools that you use out of love for what Christ did for us, that's what makes them stick, and that's what's most important. That can remove the guilt of our sin by understanding what Christ did for us. And that weight can be lifted. When your son says, "Dad, I'm sick of you and I hate you," that doesn't stick as much when we know we are children of God and the Lord loves us. So that's really what I would focus on for parenting, removing that guilt, using those tools.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. I don't really think that we can go any further than that, because it sounds like
But I will.
Oh,
I have
will.
One more thing. let's talk too about resources for each other, because we parent in isolation.
Yes,
we parent alone.
That's one of the reasons that I thought Heart to Heart would be so important.
Exactly.
Is to be able to kind of create a community of support for people.
Exactly, exactly, and that's why when you talk to me about this program, that is the nature of the help, is to find other parents going through the same thing. Because we all do.
Mm-hmm.
You have kids, I have kids.
Yeah.
We could talk about the same exact stories, how you're handling them, how I'm handling them. We can't parent in isolation, because we're going to be frustrated and the guilt is just going to heap upon us,
okay,
and our kids are going to be frustrated too. We have to reach out to other family members. We have to reach out to friends, to our neighbors. Shameless plug for Heart to Heart, Parents Crosslink. You know, all of that connects us together. The Lord gives us all these great resources at our fingertips. Is it going to be the magic bullet to help every problem in parenting?
No, right.
You know, probably not, because we're always going to be sinful and we're always going to be broken. It's not going to happen here. But boy, if I can struggle with my parenting with you, and I can get comfort from you and ideas from you, I'm not alone and I'm feeling much better.
Right.
So
right.
That's it.
Oh, that's well, it. Fantastic.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Yeah, those are very, very valuable tips. So
you bet.
Thank you, Dan. If you'd like to read more articles on this topic or other Christian parenting topics, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can chime in with your thoughts or questions, kind of create that community that Dan was talking about to support one another. You can learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, or you can subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.